Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac today, Wednesday, November 29th, 333rd day of the year. 333, three of a kind here today. As we have just a few days left in November. 1890 this date, the first Army-Navy football game was played at West Point, New York. Navy dominated the game back in 1890, 24-0. They must be getting ready to play that one again coming up. Do they still play that in Philadelphia?
This Saturday. It usually is the first Saturday in December, and that's when I used to always go get my Christmas tree. But now that I have a fake one, it's already up.
Good. That's very nice. Is your car, is your house lit up like a movie theater? The marquee on it? You got that going yet? Firefighter goes up. It's like Grauman's Chinese theater.
I have my Christmas lights up, but it's not full regalia like some people do.
All right. What is the who leads the series in the Army Navy football game? I'm asking my phone, not you, Neil.
Okay, because I don't know.
I'll bet it's Navy game.
It's probably the midshipmen. It's got to be pretty close.
Time series. Oh, they brought me to the Wikipedia. It's going to take a couple little bit here. They've met 123 times. Navy leads 62-54-7. So Navy has had the better football program over the history, and I don't know who won last. Army won last year. Army did win last year. There was a time beginning in 2002 that Navy won 14 consecutive Army Navy games.
Wow!
So that's kind of fun. How about 22?
When I die, I don't think I'm a nut. Don't want no fancy funeral. Just one like old King Tut. Could've won a Grammy, buried in his jammies.
We had some King Tut news on this date. Lord Carnarvon, who was the money.
Not a condo made of stone.
That's the kind of condo I want, is the one made of stone. Carnarvon, who was the money. Howard Carter was the guy doing the searching. And they had found the tomb of King Tutankhamun, and they opened up, not everything, just into, because there were several different chambers in there. And they open up the first chamber, and it's really kind of interesting. You can find a documentary or whatever, what they found in those chambers before they got to the actual tomb chamber where the mummified body of the boy king was located. But they opened one of the first chambers here on this date. Let's put it this way. They found a whole lot more than Geraldo found.
Yeah.
Right. At Al Capone's vault. There was quite a bit in there. It was one of the great discoveries up to this point. 1922 up to that point in human history.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And Howard Carter was destitute. He had put all his money into searching and looking for these things in Egypt. And he was basically on his last breadcrumb. And then he struck gold. Literally, there was a lot of gold in there, Neil.
Nice.
But, you know, when I think about
that... Well, he deserved it.
And, you know, we celebrate these discoveries, but then I always fall back on, I feel kind of bad, I go, were these things really designed and meant to be discovered, dug up, and taken out, and categorized? It is a way for us to learn about our history, of course.
Right. But, yeah, that's not the intention back.
But when the Egyptians put that stuff in there, then so, oh, let's put this, it's not a time capsule, Neil.
No.
It's basically stuff to accompany the boy king on his trip to the afterlife.
And how old was he when the...
Oh, I don't know. He was in his teens somewhere. He was young. He was the boy king. Steve Martin said it. Mm-hmm. Condo made of stone in 1922. How about 43?
During World War II, there was a battle on the home front, too. The tussle with ration books, tokens, and stamps. Supplies were short, and everything from shoes to gasoline was doled out. No stamps, no soap.
It was rationing going on during World War II, and in 43, coffee began to be rationed. A family could get 1 pound of coffee every 5 weeks.
How often did they reuse those grounds, I wonder?
That's probably as often as they could, until they were white, probably.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee, so I don't know. 1 pound, how far does that go?
No idea.
Let's just say a husband and a wife, and they're drinking, you know, a cup a day or a cup every morning or a couple of cups. How long would 1 pound last?
Yeah.
And the other question is, if we were at war and had to ration now, would Americans be willing to give up their coffee? I don't know if they'd be as readily available. Maybe they'd surprise us.
Right.
Seems like coffee's pretty important.
If they ration Diet Mountain Dew, I'm in trouble.
You would be. That would be back in 1943. 1 year later, let's do this again.
Albania, Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
I'm pretty sure my record is 4 times in a week. It's only been twice now. Albania was liberated.
It's only Wednesday.
This is a big day for Albania. We needed to do this. Albania liberated from Nazi control. What was the one that we had before? Was it the Albanian flag? Or what was
flag.
It? Something about the flag.
I thought it was, yes.
I think the same committee that's deciding on the Minnesota state flag also decided on the Albanian flag.
Mm-hmm.
1944, Albania liberated from Nazi control. National Day, this date. And then didn't they then fall under communist control? Weren't they part of the communist bloc there for a little bit? Then they saw the error of that and broke away as well. 1944. 72. Neil, can you guess what this sound effect, what these sounds are from?
Pong.
That's Pong, baby. You know
nice.
It. And Nolan Bushnell, one of the co-founders of Atari, released Pong 1972, the first commercially successful video game. Now, this wasn't the home version yet. This was the cabinet version. And again, the television show, the games that built them, the toys that built America. There's a fantastic episode on video games and Atari and the birth of video games in the 1972s. It would be probably another couple of years, 74 or 75, by the time they started selling the home version. But it's really interesting to see how the guy came up with Pong. He was basically a TV repairman, and he hooked up his little scope to the television. And if you change the frequencies and things that he was feeding into the TV, these lines would go up and down and back and forth. And all of a sudden, the light bulb went into his head. He goes, we can manipulate that, and I can make some kind of a game out of it. So he makes a tennis
Genius.
Game. Genius.
Yes.
Pong on this date. It was Andy Capp's Tavern in Sunnyvale, California, the first Pong machine they put out there.
Nice.
And pretty much came up with the whole thing, the players and the coin operate and all that. That was kind of a big deal.
I played it.
Yes.
A buddy of mine had the home version.
Our neighbors had the home version. We didn't have a home one until we got Atari. The 2600 was our first home console. We never had Pong. But a neighbor did when I stayed over there. We had a lot of fun. Now you look at it so simple, but can still be fun and challenging.
Try and play it
on your home computer once.
I bet Asteroids is still fun. About 79,
you know.
I was so into Asteroids.
Here's Asteroids for you.
Right? Just pound.
How those buttons didn't get worn out.
I know.
I mean, hours and hours of that.
Yeah.
Hey, let's move on to 76.
With 8 Brady, this is the only fair way to decide who eats first, who talks first, or who gets the bathroom.
Mother, how could you? Now everybody knows.
My sister Jan doesn't want anyone to know we even have a bathroom.
Well, actually, in our old house, we didn't.
It is funny because they did not have a toilet, at least. They had a bathroom, but they didn't have a toilet. Remember that bathroom in between the boys' and girls' rooms on the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
Next time you watch a show, look for a toilet. Look for a commode.
They don't have one.
So basically, they had an ice cream bucket there, apparently. And I thought Mike was making a lot of money, and they didn't even have a toilet. But the Brady Bunch Variety Hour, after the show had been off a couple of years, Sid and Marty Croft, who we just lost Marty, came up with the idea. They were the producers of the Brady Bunch Variety Hour. And, of course, much to your chagrin, you probably tuned in, Neil, and realized that it was another actress playing Jan.
I was disappointed.
It's not Eve Plum, and you turned it off. You couldn't turn it off fast enough, I'm sure.
No.
Done. And for my money, there wasn't nearly enough Alice. But the Brady Bunch, I was on for like 8 episodes or so. It was kind of goofy. Really, Florence Henderson was the only one in that group that could sing. Maybe a little Maureen McCormick because she dabbled in country music, yes, as you know.
Did. Yes.
Let's move on to 1981 and in the news.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight, our metropolitan area and the whole world mourns the death of 43-year-old movie actress Natalie Wood. Miss Wood won the hearts and minds of fans of the silver screen everywhere.
Very shocked. I really feel very bad about it.
This city of movie makers and movie lovers, more than any other city, appreciated Natalie Wood's performances.
Natalie Wood, 43, died boating accident 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina. It's
or
waiting for
was
me.
It?
Well, yeah, does Robert Wagner have some culpability? Is he guilty of something? And what was, what's his name? What was Christopher Walken doing there?
Yeah.
So that was a state.
There was something going on.
Yeah, it's still, is it still
conspiracy
an open case? Theorist. Is it still
yeah.
an open case? 1981, and then we lost one of the Beatles.
I'm just privileged to have known him, and I love him like he's my brother. It was a very sad day for me and for a lot of other people.
It's a big cigarette. I will. For a big man.
Ha. George Harrison had had throat, then lung, then brain cancer. The cigarette gags, amusing when he was young, had long since stopped being funny.
George Harrison died of lung cancer on this date. He was just 58.
Cigarettes, no good.
2001, 2017.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Today. And Hoda's here with me at this morning because this is a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News. Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer fired. On this day, he would go around the office and say, hey, how would you like to be my top story? And he got in trouble for that, Neil.
Yeah, even if they said no, evidently. Yeah.
He didn't harass Hoda.
He didn't
but,
think no was no.
There were some accusations there, and Matt Lauer gone from the Today Show. Is he still working? Is he doing something, podcasts or something?
Not a clue.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either. 2017. And then 2019, this was 4 years ago in the holiday season.
But in Bethlehem this year, there is a new attraction that worshippers also believe dates from that time and this place. Protected by a silver case is a relic purported to be a wooden fragment of the manger in which the newborn Jesus was placed.
Yeah, this date, the Pope returned a wood fragment to Bethlehem. Believed to be from Jesus's manger. It is on display there.
That is cool.
2019. Things are going to be a little tumultuous in Bethlehem for this holiday season with the Israeli conflict and going after Hamas and everything. So we wish them the best, of course. But that little piece of wood, it I don't know. It looks like it's been stained. Did they have stain? Did Dutch Boy have stain back in the...
You could get it
at a picture at
Lowe's like or Menards. And
actually, it's wood grain paneling, Neil. Mm. I'm looking at it right now. It looks...
Wow.
Got the little black line there. That's from somebody's basement rec room.
Mm.
Probably at the Vatican. The Pope found it and wanted to make some news, so...
Right.
There's no way... I don't know if they've had it carbon dated.
They must.
Like they did the Shroud of Turin.
Yeah.
But... it's all about what you believe, and it's kind of cool that they have that on display.
Yeah,
and
like,
that the Pope would return that wood fragment.
Right.
Because somebody must have had it, gave it to the Pope, and then the Pope brought it back to Bethlehem.
Right.
2019. Cool. Away in the Manger is one of my favorite Christmas carols.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Mel's Diner.
Everybody, listen. We got us here a new girl, and her name is Alice. And today is her first day on the job. And Mel here says that she was a singer. How about them apples?
She was the movie version of Flo. And I don't know if in the movie they ever said, kiss my grits. I think she had another phrase that she used that was a little too salty for network TV.
Right.
So they changed it to kiss my grits. But Diane Ladd is 88. From Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. And then later on, they brought her onto the TV show Alice to replace the girl who replaced Flo when Polly Holiday left for her own spinoff that didn't last more than one season, I don't think. But Diane Ladd, the actress, She's the big 88. Now, Neil, I know before you chose the French horn to be your instrument in high school band, you were looking seriously at the flugelhorn, weren't you?
I would have preferred it, to be honest. Yeah. I didn't choose the French horn. The French horn chose me.
Well, that's the same.
Or the band instructor chose me.
I was forced. It was forced on me, too.
It was forced on me.
Because we didn't have a French horn in our band. Little did the band director know that I just wanted to be there with my friends. I really had no musical talent. So Chuck Mangione, you could say Chuck Mangione if you want to French it up.
Yeah.
But you have to give him
success.
Well, you have to give him credit. He took a flugelhorn and had hits with it.
Right.
How many people could do that?
Yeah, got a lot of radio play.
He's 83. I've been lonely too long. One of the lead singers of the Young Rascals.
Right.
Felix Cavallari.
They had a lot of hits.
They did. And you can sing along to them, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. He's 81.
Susie Chappie has changed her name.
Call me Susie Chapstick.
Hey, Susie Chapstick.
This is real Chapstick weather, so Chapstick is the only name for me.
Chapstick lip balm helps keep wind and...
Her lips were always moist, Neil.
Yeah.
With the help of Chapstick. And that was before Chapstick was flavored.
Right.
Just plain Chapstick is pretty bad.
It is bad.
It is
Once
bad.
Once they got the cherry flavor, it was doable.
Susie Chaffee, 77, the king.
I've got a very simple solution for you, wimp. And I've realized that he's obviously got somebody taping this, or he's going to find out what I say. So if Andy Kaufman wants to live out his fantasy of being a wrestler, I can let him live that out real easily, Lance. If he would ever once step into the wrestling ring with a man, you would see what it would be like to be a wrestler, and it would end your fantasies and end your dreams in just about 30 seconds, and you would never want to be in a wrestling ring again.
He almost ended his life with a pile driver.
He did.
Or at least the ability to walk. Jerry Lawler, the king... He versus Andy Kaufman. You know, he actually had a heart attack during a WWE, like WWE Raw, one of the tapings, one of the shows. He actually had a real, because he was serving as a commentator. Jerry Lawler spent some time in the AWA. The AWA was affiliated with his Memphis wrestling there for a while, so he's 74.
But I was in the Bahamas, and I went, I saw everybody there, it was gorgeous, and everybody was scuba diving, and I decided to give it a try, and I don't know if you think that deserves a hand because I'm a Jew, and Jews, and water sports, from the beginning, from our inception, from the beginning of time, we've never been big on water sports. I don't know if you remember the story, we were escaping for our lives, we wandered in a desert for 40 friggin' years, to escape, we got to the water, we wouldn't put our toe in it, we'll wait for a miracle. Don't worry, it'll park, and then we'll walk. This is my...
Howie Mandel, he's come a long way from just putting the surgical glove over his nose and blowing it up, right?
Yes.
And, of course, is he still a judge on America's Got Talent?
I believe so.
He's 68.
I don't remember how it chipped out or got out, but once it was by their blue line, I just kind of dove and hit it. And the goalie kind of made a mistake. He comes sprawling out and went in. I think I made it, 4-2? Then they ended up scoring a goal and ended up being a winning goal.
Hey, it's about time. I've been to a state high school tournament three times. I haven't won yet, and this is the first time national tournament. Am I happy?
Any guess who that is, Neil?
Yeah, that's Neil Broden.
That's Neil Broden. It truly is. He's talking about that goal that he had, that sliding goal in the 79 NCAA championship game against North Dakota. Minnesota won their third title of the decade. He's won a state championship. He didn't win a state championship, though, with Rozo. No. That was the thing, but he played for it. But he won the gold medal, won the NCAA title, won a Stanley Cup. Neil Broden.
He spells it wrong for the record.
N-E-A-L. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. He's 64 here today. Let's head on out to Bernie's.
God, look how much is here. This is not recreational, Rich. This is a career. This man needs some help, you know that? If he's not careful, he's going to wake up one morning dead.
He is dead. Bernie's dead, Neil.
He woke up and he was dead.
Yes. Andrew McCarthy, he was one of the Brat Pack. St. Elmo's Fire, Pretty in Pink. There he is in Weekend at Bernie's, 61.
I'm going to find a heavy-duty comm set right now. I need your login.
It's the same as it's always been, War Machine 68.
And password, please?
Well, look, I got to change it every time you hack in, Tony.
It's not the 80s. Nobody says hack anymore. Give me your login.
War Machine rocks with an X, all caps.
Even the Palestinians or the Afghanis or whoever that was in that cave, they were laughing at that. Right. Don Cheadle took over the role of Rhodey. Yep. What do you think of him as an actor? He's good.
I thought he did very
well.
He
did nice 59. Step by step. One of the Night Boys, is it Jordan, is it Jonathan from New Kids on the Block? It's Jonathan. They were the original boy band, I guess you could say, in the style of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. We wouldn't have had them without New Kids on the Block, and Jonathan Knight is 55.
Angela's cats are cute, so cute that you just want to eat them. But you can't eat cats. You can't eat cats, Kevin.
He was Kevin from The Office, and apparently I didn't know this, but he wanted to eat cats, which I think is I think it's illegal in like 35 states.
It should be.
Brian Baumgartner, 51, here today, and our rapper of the day is The Game. And I need to mention yesterday too. I think it was Chris from Rush City is our new rap and rapper correspondent.
Right.
And I've been mispronouncing it forever because it's a rapper. I don't know that much about rap, but it's chameleonaire instead of shamillionaire.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, the CH can be sha, cha, or ka.
Yeah. Right.
It's chameleonaire. Ka. That's from yesterday. Today's rapper is The Game. The Game, is 44.
First name The, second name Game.
True.
Okay. My turn, then. I'll
Yes, yes.
We have a pretty good list today, where yesterday there was virtually nobody. Today there's quite a few. She wrote Little Women. Do we know and remember the name Louise May Alcott? I bet we do. She was born on this day, 1832. Excuse me. And is... No, he's not... It was Sinclair Lewis, right? That's from Minnesota, not C.S. Lewis. Who wrote the Chronicles of Narnia that was turned into movies in 1898. He was the ABC newscaster. You remember the voice and the name Frank Reynolds.
He was wounded. My God. He was... the president was hit. He is in stable condition. All this information.
Wow.
The president was hit.
Frank Reynolds couldn't believe, because they had been reporting all this point, that Reagan had not been hit.
Yes.
That the bullet did not, or one of the bullets had not hit Reagan. Then all of a sudden, here's Frank Reynolds as it happens on the air.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was live news reporting from Frank Reynolds, and he was born on this day, 1923. One of the greatest play-by-play guys of our generation and all time, Vin Scully.
And the 2-1 pitch to the Minnesota center fielder is driven to deep left center field. That goes Keith Mitchell. It is gone. Home run, Puckett. And Scully Liebrand has turned the lights out in the Metrodome again.
Vin Scully call of Kirby's home run. We game six.
We always hear Jack Buck, of course, Vin Scully on
national radio.
Yeah, there he is. The great Vin Scully, born on this day in 1927. How about the voice of the LA Dodgers for 67 years? Unbelievable. One of the good guys right there. Vin Scully, 1927. He's got to be in your top five former French presidents. Jacques Chirac, just as we like to say his name, 1932. And you hear us refer to the Bible, the country music Bible. There's only one Bible, as you've mentioned. But for us, there's a country music Bible. And it's been written and continues to be, continued to be updated until his passing. Joel Whitburn was the guy who writes all the he's a musicologist, and he was born on this day, 1939. One of the mamas and the papas, Denny Doherty.
I guess he'd be one of the papas. A soaring tenor, Neil.
Well, yes. I got
down on my knees. Down on my knees.
And Mama Cass had a thing for him, but
yep.
It went unreciprocated. Denny Doherty, born on this day, 1940. Very funny. A comedian, did some acting, was in the Marvel Universe. Gary Shandling.
Did anybody dig for China when they were kids? Our parents said if you dig all the way through the earth, you come out in China. And then they wonder why we're messed up. Am I right? We had one kid on our block was down about 10 feet digging for China. I used to sneak in late at night and throw egg rolls in the hole, you know? He thought he was getting close.
Oh, that is so good, Gary. And we all did it. We were all digging for China. Gary Shandling was born on this day, 1949. Pretty good actor. Tom Sizemore, born on this day, 1961. And Chadwick Boseman. He was the Black Panther in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
The Black Panther has been the protector of Wakanda for generations. A mantle passed from warrior to warrior. Now, because your friend murdered my father, I also wear the mantle of king.
A tragic loss to Hollywood, yes, and the Marvel Cinematic Universe when he passed away.
Yeah, he did a great job. He was a very young man, sadly. It was some form of cancer, I do believe, that took down Chadwick Boseman. Born on this day, 1976, the year of our bicentennial. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
How would you like to get a Bobathon and a no-repeat workday rolling with Hank Jr., I'm for Love, mm-hmm, Alan Jackson, Don't Rock the Jukebox, mm-hmm, or Tracy Lawrence, If the World Had a Front Porch?
Let's go with Bo Cephas today.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKS.